Acher. The Rebbe says Kuntres Acher al Kama Prokim, which means that the Alter Rebbe called his discussions that he has about later on about certain Psayim the Chassidus in the Tanya, in which, like they write, the Bnei Amachaber write that he made like a pilpul to figure out the various different things, explains more in detail. Also, the Shulchan Aruch, there's Kuntres Acher, which is elaborate discussion about the different halachas that he talks about inside in the Shulchan Aruch. So, in the Tanya, it appeared in a very straightforward way, but here there's a little bit of a discussion about it. So, this Kuntres Acher al Kama Prokim on some chapters. So, this is in Ayin, he says, B'Lakuti Amorim, Chelik Aleph Perik Mem. So, this is basically explaining in Lakuti Amorim in chapter 40. So, over there, they explained that the Abba V'Yira, we're talking about most important to do the mitzvah, or is it most important to do it with Abba V'Yira? Alter Rebbe says both, that you need to do the Maisa B'Poyel, you have to do the action, but it also needs the Kavonas HaLev. So over there it explains that the love and the fear, they're considered like the wings of the beard, of the bird. They raise the bird up. It's not an essential part of the bird, the wings, because that's why the halacha is, if you cut off the wings of the bird, it's still kosher, because it can live without the birds, without the wings. It doesn't need the wings. So basically, metaphorically speaking, accomplishment of the yichud that one learns, does Torah, the mitzvahs, is the act itself. But whether you do it with love, you do it with fear, that's not so important. They're just the wings. So, to bring it up. But, on the other hand, it's only, so the yichud happens by itself, but you need the wings to bring it up. So basically you need both, you know, because you need, in order to elevate it to the highest level, or to the level it's supposed to be, you need the wings as well. So, the question, what he asks over here, is Lahovin Eich HaKoyre B'Sipuri Maisi Shebetoyre U'Mekusha B'Chochma Yilo. How could it be, how is it, that one who reads the stories of the Torah is tied to Chochma Yilo? So, when you study Halacha, or you study argument, when you study, even you study a hypothetical situation of one argues so, one argues so, what would be the Halacha? And you say, well, the ruling is like this. So these are all the Ratzin of Hashem. So that's Hashem's wisdom, we understand. But when you're reading about the story of the Torah, what took place with Avram, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, how is that the wisdom of Hashem? How is that an expression of the wisdom of Hashem in your learning over here? So, Eich HaKoyde B'Sipuri Maisi Sheba Torah. How is it that when one reads the stories in the Torah, U'mekusha B'Chochmei Lo, then that he should be tied with the Chochmei Lo? He says, Api Mashekosuv B'Kavonis Dafta Zayin Omid Beis. This is a sefer called Kavonis. And what does he explain? So he says, "K'moisha ha'odom oisek lemato, kach di yekin ha'odom ha'elyain lemaylo chulu." Basically, when a person learns here below, there's a part of the neshama which is not over here. The part that comes down into the body that the person learns, that neshama has a counterpart, has another part which remains higher in all the worlds, also in the level of Atzilus. Mm-hmm. Over there. So when you're learning over here, basically your neshama on a higher level is learning over there. It's like a mirror learning. They're learning together. That's called Kimosha Odom Eisklamato Kach Diyokin Ha Odom Ha Elyain Lamailachul. So basically what it means is when you're learning over here, they're learning in Atzilus. Since in Atzilus they are connected to the levels of ultimate level of Chochmah of the Atzilus, so b'meila in that level it's connected to the Chochmah law. So Taki, it turns out according to this that the level of the neshama over here is learning, reading, learning the Sephori Maisius. But the level of the neshama above is connected to Atzilus, but it's taken not your part of the neshama is not directly connected. So, but the Alter Rebbe wants to say that that is only true if you're just reading the story in your thought. So you're not saying the words begashmis, you're not physically verbalizing the words. But if you are actually saying the words, no, then you actually, even your neshama reaches up into the higher level. So let's say it like this. V'chein yesh loymar. So that we can say, the Alter Rebbe says, like it says over there in the Kavonas, that behirur ba'oishis ha'kisubis. That when you think about the letters that were written, then you yourself are actually not reaching up to the higher level, it's remains separate. Avul hadibur, but when there is speech, in other words, when you're not just learning in your thought, but you're actually speaking out the words that you're studying. Yesh loymar debekeya v'solik la'atzilus mamish, then you can say that it actually breaks through and it goes up to Atzilus. So the words that you're learning go up to Atzilus. Oy, and then we learn the various different levels, and we learned over there in Perek Memches what happens through the Kavona. Oy libriya b'tchilu rechimus sichlim, oy liyitzira b'tchilu rechimus tivyim. Over there we talked about that when a person uses his intellectual d'chilu rechimus that he creates from his mind, that goes into the level of Bria, to the higher level, brings up his learning. If a person learns with Techila Rechima Tibiyim, which you're natural, you create the Latin natural level of love, then it goes to the level of Yitzira. Ubi Mikra. And when you're doing Mikra, the Chumish, Solik Me'oilam Hazem, the Yutzviras, the Asiyam, over there it goes up from Eilam Hazeh to the spiritual level of Asiyah. In Asiyah Ruchnius, in the spiritual level of Asiyah, through, that's what happens through the Chumash, Mikra. Mishum, the Baka Avirin, which means it breaks through still the spiritual from the physical. So while you're learning here in the physical world, it breaks through and it goes into the spiritual level of the Esses Sfiris of Asiyah. That happens when you speak. So when you speak what you're learning, you're going up to Atzilus, to Bria, to Yitzira, to Asiyah, it's being elevated. That is the level of your neshama over here, which is learning, the Torah goes, brings it up. Mash enkein behirur, ella hadiyukin shusher nishimasei. As opposed to if you're just thinking the words of Torah, then it doesn't go up. Then it's only your image, the diyukin, your neshama above, which is the root of the neshama, that's what learns, but not your neshama itself doesn't bring up the learning. Umashekosu bezoyar cheli gimul dafkuf hei dihirur loyovid midi. So here l'chayre it seems like when you're learning, it doesn't explain. It doesn't do anything. V'hainu afil l'tov, which means that even if you are thinking about good things, a good thought. But if there is no maisa or dibur, so that doesn't do anything. So over here we're saying that even with hearer alone, we're saying the Diyokin does something, so you are accomplishing something. She yumshech mishom letata. So in other words, we don't have any accomplishment that comes out from the Zohar. Rak machshavtoi nish'arashom. Let's see what that means. Is that when it says you don't accomplish, is not she yumshech mishom letata, that you should bring down below. So if you're just doing, you're just thinking Torah, you don't bring anything down. Rak machshavtoi nish'arashom. Your thought remains over there. It adds a great light over there, but with additional and multiple light in Atzilus, al yidei mikra umitzves maisiyos. When you study chumash in speech, umitzves maisiyos ba'asiya, and acts of asiya, sheikir hayichud. Because the main yichud in the spheres of Atzilus is hu lemaila, that remains above. Rak ha-peira is the fruit that comes from it is ba'olam hazeh al yidei hamshochas er mat nizeir. When you bring down a little bit lemato below al yidei hadibur maise through the dibur maise. You know, I see that I have over here that. When we say that nothing happens through hirur alone, that you need the actual dibur, what we mean to say that nothing happens, nothing comes down below, so that we don't get anything from that. Rak machshavtoi nishar hashom, his thought remains over there. If it's machshava, if it's only hirur, only in his thought. So his thought is on the high level. It remains there. It will add a lot of light in Atzilus. So, al yidei mikro umitzves maisiyos shebaasiya. When you do and you learn the mikra, which means you actually speak, when you do speak, and when you do physical maise actions in asiya, so it happens over there, but then sheikra yichud hulamaila, the main yichud is above. Rakapedes ba'olam hazeh. So how do we get the fruit in this world? So how do we bring it down into this world below? That's through the speech and action. That's the physicality. The thought, it's just will remain there because it's spiritual. It's just your thought. You won't bring it down into this world, the Amshocha, from there. Mash'en can be hirur. But if you just have thought, so when he says you didn't do anything, it means that you didn't accomplish anything. Because before he brings down the chlal, what is the accomplishment of hirur, of just thinking about things? Like we find the Moshal Shabbos. If you speak things that are weekly, not Shabbos, you cause a blemish above. If you want to be mamshich, you know, the Kedusha Shabbos, in the Zohar and all the different places he brought before, it says, just to think about it isn't going to accomplish it. You need to have something b'maisa over there. That's when it makes a pagam, and that's when it also makes a positive. So he's saying, the yichud happens over there when you learn Torah, but if you speak, you bring down the fruits into this physical world. But if you don't speak, if it's only b'dibur, mash'eki b'hirur, if you're just thinking, lo nimshech klum. Nothing is drawn down below. Everything stays above. Velochein. And that's why the halacha is, you can't just think. If a person, leyotzi dechivosom, you have a fulfilled obligation. If you, let's say you're not going to say the words of the Shema, words, you're just going to think about the words of Shema. You haven't fulfilled your obligation. What your soul came down to this world to bring down Hamshachan to this world, which is Rak Lahamshich Eidus Elyonu Lamato. The purpose of the neshama is to bring down these lights below, not to bring it down in Atzilus, in the higher world. You have to bring it down to this world. That, as it says in the Yitzchayim Shachavav, that what is the purpose of the neshama is Lahamshich Eid. In other words, not for the soul itself. The soul itself is good in the spiritual world, but the whole idea is to bring that light into this world. So that is as far the yichud that takes place through the maise, and what you come down takes down dafke through the gashmis. That's where we need the maise hamitzvah. But what does the kavonas hamitzvah do? The kavona take this physical Torah that you bring, and it brings it up to the higher level. It takes the learning that we're learning here. If we do it with Abba V'Yira, it'll bring it up to the higher level. Whether it's to Asiya, to Briya, to Yitzira, to Atzilus. If you are Merkava, he goes to Atzilus, as he enumerated before. We learned in the first parak of Tanya. Depending into what level you go, based on what you're learning it. So Abba Lahalois Mimata Lamailo. So, in other words, the yichud happens in Atzilus. These things happen very nice. When you learn here, that happens. That's why we need the ma'isa b'poyel, because that's what the neshama, that's what it brings it down into this world. But how do we take our learning and make it go up into the higher worlds? That comes through a good thought, which is the beloy dechilo rechimo. Because if you don't have Abba V'Yira, then it doesn't go up above, it doesn't fly above. As it says in Shanavu Perik Beis, over there it says, over there it talks about that the good thought is brings up the Torah and the mitzvahs to above, to the higher, to the proper place where they have to be. So again, accomplishment, making the yichud, doing the thing, is the ma'isa. If you don't do the ma'isa, then you haven't made the yichud. But how do you take the what you've done, that it should go up? That you need the machshavot. Umashe kosuv, the bokarikim chulu. So what happens, it says, when a person uses his voice, it says it breaks through the heavens. Somehow it seems he's not having Abba V'Yira, he's just speaking. And the voice breaks through and it goes up. So it seems like even without Abba V'Yira, just when a person will just learn out loud with a voice, so even if he does that without fear of love, it still breaks through. The Zohar says over there, if a person speaks bad on Shabbos, he doesn't watch his speech and he speaks words, those words that you speak break through, they go up. And you're violating the Shabbos, the spirit of Shabbos, your pogim, you're violating the spirit of Shabbos. So if we say that when you are speaking Dvarim B'Telim, that it, so there's a difference. If you think Dvarim B'Telim, it doesn't go, it doesn't make a blemish. But if you speak Dvarim B'Telim, then it makes a blemish. So we see that the words have the power to go up. So if the words of Dvarim B'Telim have the power to go up, so of course the words of Torah have the power to go up. So he says, no. He says, Ze'enoi degam shom yesh eze taiva. He says, even when you're talking about Dvarim B'Telim, it doesn't mean Dvarim B'Telim, just the words. A person enjoys speaking to Dvarim B'Telim. So there is a kavana. It's like it has a, the reason why the Dvarim B'Telim go up and they make a blemish, it's not because they're dead Dvarim B'Telim, they're just words that you're speaking. Like words themselves will not break through anything. But because you have a taiva, because you have a desire, you have a kavona, and you're enjoying it, that's why it's going up over there. So, but if he just had words, words themselves don't go up by themselves. There's another nusach. There's no these words. Okay, it says the midot toiva meruba, and there's a greater measure in that. Okay, so, but he's saying, even if it does go through a little bit, the coil when you speak loud, it does go through, but it's only hainiriki in dafke. It can only break through the riki, the partitions, shehein, haicholos vahabotim. Those are the rooms and the houses of the Odom Elyon, which is the external part. V'loy beguf Odom Ha'elyon. It doesn't reach into the body of the Odom Elyon, which is the 10 spheres of that world. So basically, it breaks through, yeah, a little bit, but it doesn't touch. It'll go into that house. You know, if you learn a coil, maybe it'll be in the same room, but it won't go into the person, into the inner. B'kolshkein b'nefesh ruach neshama, certainly not nefesh ruach neshama of the Odom Elyon. Afilu ba'odom dasiya, even in the Odom dasiya is the 10 spheres of Asiya, which is the seer of Odom. So even over there it doesn't go in. Shehein es esfiris, eiriz v'kelim. V'zehu shekosu b'tikunim, deb'loid chil rechim aloich l'kbekim, sokum v'kod nabayi dafki. That's why it says over the tikunim, it can't be before Hashem. So maybe it'll break through, it'll be somewhere, but it's not going to be before Hashem, it's not going to be in the Aser Sviris. In order to get the Maisa and the Mitzvahs, the Torah Mitzvah we do, to reach into the Aser Sviris, this should be elevated. For that we need the Abba Vihira, for that you need the Gatfin, and they bring it up to the higher level.